Thanks for tuning in to the Prime Nostalgia, the podcast dedicated to entertainment from childhood. That's 80s, 90s, the latest 2000s. Cause Prime know it all, and Lee Boy be wild. And he's from all that, dropping gems for you to find. So that's orange, the light is line. Prime time is all the time. We talking about the classics, and there's so many. That's Lee Boy TV and Prime. Wow.
What's going on, everybody? It's me, the Prime, coming back with another episode of the PMP. Here, my co-host Lee Boy TV.
Hey, Lee
Boy. Did the whole rhyme this time, rhymed again.
You know, I'm representing today. You know what I'm saying? Even though we went out bad, it's all right. You know, real Cowboys fans stand up. You know, we out here. Little precursor to our the actual topic for today, but Prime, tell them what we came to talk about.
First of all, we can't talk about how trash that hoodie is.
Hey, low key football is so crazy right now. I'm sure you watched the games, some of the games you've seen over the last weekend. And then your Niners are coming up again. They got to go through LA to make it to the Super Bowl. And, you know, that's kind of what we were talking about today. But who you got going to the bowl game?
I have a repeat of a tweet year before last, Chiefs and Niners.
Y'all was there 2 years ago?
Yeah.
See, look, we don't even notice.
The Niners, we played the Chiefs.
Man, I mean, the reason why we're talking about football is in the Super Bowl coming up is we're talking about the best Super Bowl halftime shows, and specifically we're coming with our top five today. You know, in true PMP fashion, we love doing our top fives around here, and this one was a difficult one to put down to paper. I mean, tons of honorable mentions are going to be on my list for sure, and we'll just do our normal thing. We'll count down the list, and obviously if we have anything that are matching on our list or any conflicting picks, we'll say I have it higher on my list, and that's how it goes right here on the PMP. So, man, who's gonna go first? Number five was right. Number five was a hard one for me.
Five and four was the hardest for me.
I'm trying to make sure I feel comfortable with my list right now.
You know, you want to just say mine? Like,
no. Paradise. Oh, you know them Coldplay boys. You can't tell me my guy Chris Martin wasn't up there rocking it, bro. Brought out Beyonce, brought out Bruno. I mean, it was definitely a historic moment, but as you could tell, I'm a fan of Coldplay. They have great musical talent, you know, great musicianship, and they put on one of the best shows that I've seen there. And I got Coldplay at number five. Great moment. What year was that? I think 2014.
I thought it was 13, but it could be 14.
I think it was the 13 season, and I think it was in January 2014. I'm not sure, but seen conflicting articles on that. So
that Bruno and like Beyonce like showdown that they did was also that was the best part of the show.
That was the best part of the show, and that's I mean, to be completely honest, that's how I ended up on my list, because I was like looking at the Beyonce and Bruno performances, and then I'm like, this one. So Bruno actually fell off my list due to him being in this performance. So he's definitely a great honorable mention, had a great showing, played the drums, played live music. You know, we know the performer that Bruno is, and he's definitely top notch. But for him to be in this, and Beyonce is in this, and I love all the Coldplay songs, I have them at number five.
You know, just real quick, he actually had a great Uptown Funk remix that he did like with Too Legit to Quit, and they mixed it together.
And he was doing the hammer dance too. Like, he hit a couple of them. I was like, he was like, he was, and then the way he mimicked Beyonce, you know, he did his thing. And I seen Bruno live once at the iHeart Music Awards. I haven't seen his show. They're pretty expensive. Mm-hmm. And they, you know,
because he gives you a show. So, I mean,
I'm thinking about hitting the one, man, the Vegas one, I think it was 400 Plus, but him and the new act, Silk Sonic, they're going out on tour. I think you're gonna catch me there. So look out for, you know, it's gonna be a reel from Lee Boy TV. So,
well, look, I'm just gonna keep the Bruno going because my number five
is
a tie. Actually, it's a tie.
I see. I was about to do that.
One of these might be higher. Bruno. Don't know. Okay. One of these might be higher, but I got Bruno, and I got JT.
Justin Timberlake. No, I don't have a JT on my list. So, but Bruno, I'm glad you did that because, like I said, I did have Bruno at number five, but I really felt like that Beyonce Bruno moment was one of his best. It's one of the best moments ever at any Super Bowl. So it had to make the list,
especially when she wasn't like planned to be there,
right?
So like that's even better when like they bring him out and they're not playing. Like when they play like this year, they got all these people playing. Okay, you know, but when they got that playing, it's better to me.
And if her, you know, her hit at the time, Formation, I think had just went crazy, so it was just like we had to get up there, and she had the hot sauce in the back. You don't forget that one moment. And
she almost fell too.
she had the fall, the recovery. But it's your turn anyway. Let's get on.
Yeah, but Bruno. Yeah, no, Bruno just know how to put on the show. That's probably why. Like him and these two are literally like the same person, just different colors. Let's be honest with you. JT more likely put on a show just because he got the songs to do it. Not to say that Bruno don't, but Bruno can literally do two songs and span it for 15 minutes and you're not tired of it. So
JT, that's why did, I got 2018? Is that when he did it by himself? Because I know he was there three times.
Oh,
yeah, I read an article, all the multiple performances.
Are you sure it wasn't two? I only know two.
It was, we can look it up. I think it was two times, like in the early 2000s and then in 2018. Is that when he did it solo? Okay. The other two.
He should have had the boys come up there with him at the Super Bowl. Okay. All right. That's why I was number five. I was like, if he would have had the boys come up there, then it would have been higher. But.
Oh, the NSYNC boys?
Yeah. Why would you not?
He never did that?
No.
He messed up.
Yeah, he should have. He ain't even seen no song. Anyways.
Yeah, it would have been higher on my. It would have been on my list if NSYNC was there. Cause I ain't gonna lie, NSYNC was cool. NSYNC, I was more of NSYNC than Backstreet Boys, so I'll just say that. All right, so at number four, moving right along, I have one of the best artists of all time, the artist formerly known as Prince.
That's higher on my list.
Huh?
Okay. It's higher.
Yeah, I got him at number four. I mean, yeah, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. So you have him higher.
All right. Okay.
Surprised I had him so low. I mean, he could have been number one. It's just, you know, it's just like this is all a preferential list. So
that is true.
Yeah. That's true. Cut me down yet.
I wasn't. I was just saying, like, okay, that's kind of wow, okay. My number four is, I don't know how you're gonna feel about this one. I it's up here because it's J Lo.
Oh hell no, man. That's on my
only reason on my is
no list, sir.
Only reason is because I waited however many minutes, like 15 minutes. I waited like 13 minutes for her to do this one song.
Okay.
And then I was happy. I was all right. It's a success because she did one song. She did this one song.
I was like, nah, hey. I ain't gonna lie. I'm a J Lo hater, man. As far as the music, and the singing ability, I'm not, you know, on that list as far as the fans go.
I don't know but one song, and that was the only song I knew. That's like she don't perform the song and it's a fail.
Oh man, I can admit when I'm a hater, but you know, Shakira was there that year. I think that definitely added something.
That was the year everybody was like, yeah, I'm going to get in trouble for watching.
Yeah, for sure. That was the water cooler talk for sure at work the next day. Like, oh, you guys saw that? A lot of people was mad the next day. You could just tell who was mad. You know, it was funny. But, I thought that year it was maybe I would just get in trouble maybe that's why I didn't like it, because I was just like, oh, I didn't even pay attention to that. I didn't even see it at the corner of the eye. Look, Did I? I didn't, the finale. I didn't watch. I'm gonna just say I didn't even watch that one. Look, not
the finale. All right, anyway. What's your number three?
I ain't even watched that one. At number three, what we got here? Oh. Number three, I got that girl Janet. Janet Jackson.
Excuse me.
What's wrong?
That's it?
Huh?
Bro, it was like 50 people in that show. What you mean?
Oh, I know. Well, no, we're gonna break down the show. Because she had Nelly, Kid Rock, Timberlake, Diddy was out there.
They just threw a bunch of people and just said
Diddy was out there. I mean, Nelly was going crazy. I actually am a fan of Kid Rock. Did you hear his new song, We the People?
I don't listen to Kid Rock.
We the People is not bad. It's not a bad song. Diddy, I don't know. Did Diddy actually perform a song, or he was just?
I think Diddy was just doing a Let's Go.
Yeah, he was with Nelly. Yeah. Was that? They must have been in Miami or something. Bad Boys 2 soundtrack. Was he Mr. Miami back then? I'm not sure, but nah. And obviously, Janet has tons of hits herself. This is the All For You,
which I never understood. She was hot in the 80s and 90s. She could have had her own show at this time, like.
Oh, you don't think she had her own show? You think she had too many people? I mean,
she should have had her own thing. Like, her should have been just her.
Yeah, and Justin Timberlake headlined it. Like, he, like, finished the show.
Yeah.
With the move, with the, you know, we know how that. Have you naked by the end of this song. By the end of this. And he meant that. You know, he was not playing around. But, yeah, no, I think that year, just like you said, because of the huge list of people. I mean, because of who Janet is, obviously there's the controversy that made it even bigger, larger than life. I think this one pretty much checks all the boxes. And I'll just say my lists are really, to me, based on a lot of the cultural impact, right? So that's kind of how I approach the list. Maybe it might not be my favorite. And that's maybe why I have Prince down a little bit lower. Because in my personal...
Oh, wait. I'm looking at this.
But Janet, I mean...
Real quick. I'm looking at this list.
You see
how
she was dancing on Justin? Sorry, go ahead.
I'm looking at this list of the two similar shows. First one was Aerosmith, NSYNC, Britney Spears, Mary J. Blige, and Nelly. And then the second one was Janet, Kid Rock, Diddy, Nelly, and Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. So you thought it was all of them, huh?
They still don't go together, though.
It don't make no sense at all.
I can understand they was all from Cali or something. None of those makes sense. But, okay. Justin meant what he said, by the way. But, hey. I just think she could have did the whole thing by herself. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to disagree with you there, but there have been some great collaborations. The collaborations I wouldn't say are top-notch in this one. It really doesn't make too much sense besides her and Justin, just because it just kind of reminds you of Michael a little bit. Obviously, he's a protege. So I can see why those two would go up there. And like, they had some chemistry in as well. Obviously, we heard all about it. We seen it. Mm-hmm. Live, go watch it back. But I thought it was a great performance, though. Very entertaining for sure.
Yeah, it was. But speaking of entertaining, my number three is your number four is Prince.
Okay. Oh well, we wasn't too far off then. Yeah,
not too far. He was almost my number two, and then I forgot one. I was like, oh no. No, okay, yeah, so.
Okay, we'll see what that is. I feel like we're going to be having a little disagreement. We'll see.
This, my number three, just for the rain.
Yeah.
The rain made it good, especially sing the song about rain.
I mean, the rain. I could just see it when when the band was swaying.
Yes, that's why, yeah.
So much soul. Prince has just too much soul, man. But go ahead.
That was a big thing that year because, like, I know, like, everybody, y'all should know, I was in the band, so like we would kind of go to both schools. It's BCU or BCC, whatever. We would go to those schools. Those are the biggest bands in the state. So, you know, that year we went, and it was kind of like we've seen them practicing for this. And it was just a big thing, you know. Shout out Julian White, you know, he's director. Anyway, help a doc. Anyways, so yeah, it was a big thing that he was, that we was, you know, just into all this. On the field, they got the go in the dark, everything.
Yeah, they killed it. Yeah.
And I believe this is one of the first times that a band has played like the actual song, and instead of, you know, having it be over the PA system. Right. Actual band was playing it, which, you know, I mean, a sucker for.
And that's what you get with Prince, is obviously the live artistry, the musicianship. He, you know, his solo, guitar solo is just amazing, you know.
With the MJ thing too. Solo,
yeah. What was that?
I was going to say with the MJ thing too, with the...
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
With the the shadow thing up, and he just playing.
He turned, he looked like he's huge. And he had, obviously, the artist form. He had the cymbal. He's playing the guitar. It's all purple.
No, he was on the cymbal too.
Right. Yeah. He is the symbol.
Yeah.
You know, and Prince is just a next level. He's just a next level entertainer, man. And he has one of the best voices live that you'll ever hear at a venue like that. And, you know, it takes a special talent to really be able to fill up that type of arena. And he's the man to do it. So, I mean, I love Prince, man. I'm not gonna say like I'm the biggest fan or know all of his music, because you know, it's difficult to listen to his music with other people, right? He's one of those artists you kind of just zone in on your own, but he's able to entertain the masses in these venues like the Super Bowl, and it's because he's just a next level guy. So shout out to Prince, man. That's all. I mean, Shout out to him. Back and watch the Prince stories from the Prime Nostalgia podcast.
Yeah.
With Marcus, Angelique, and Cherry. Hilarious. All right. So at number two, I mean, it should not be a surprise to anybody that knows Leaky Boy. You know, I'm a big fan of this young lady. Yes, very mature young lady. And that is the Queen Bee. Queen Bee, Beyonce.
I'm sorry, on my list. No, let me stop. I have not. Yes, Beyonce is my number two.
Beyonce at number two. I'm glad we came to a consensus there. I mean, I tried to give her proper respect on that intro, but there's no way you could ever give the Queen enough respect. She is who she is. She ain't came to play. She got hot sauce in her bag. You know, single
speaking
ladies,
of hot sauce, name
single ladies dance.
Speaking of hot sauce, is that guy gonna ever get a Super Bowl halftime?
What, hot sauce with the basketball player?
No, hot sauce like the Drake. You didn't hear that story?
Oh, Drake. Oh yes, I heard about hot sauce. He got hot sauce in his trash. Yeah, that guy is crazy. Yeah, I mean, we'll definitely talk about people. I think I have a list of people I actually want to see come on, so we'll do that in the second half, if you don't mind, because I'm trying to give the Queen respect right now, okay? Don't you ever interrupt me about the Queen talking about B, okay? Beehive Gang. Speaking of, I mean, her Halo performance is amazing, right? Can you hear me? Am I talking to myself? Is anybody here in the building to praise B? Like, come on. We out here, man.
Her Halo performance was good, but we all know what everybody came to see, all
right?
The fact that they popped up.
Right. So we got Halo performance. I mean, we got single ladies. You know, we got all of that. You know, legendary vocal moments, but as you have said so eloquently, we all know what people came to see, and that was the crazy reunion of Destiny's Child.
Yes. And you know, I'm not gonna lie to you, the way that they did it is probably the best way they could have ever did it. Like whatever song she had just got done doing, then you hit like the guitar to the song, and then it's like, Michelle, can you handle this? And then she pop up, and it's like, Kelly, can you handle this? Did she pop up? And then Beyonce just come from the,
goodness. And you know, I'm gonna be real. I think Beyonce has amazing songs. Are her songs really, at that time, were they better than the Destiny Child songs, her catalog with Destiny's Child at that time? It's hard to say.
I will say the song that, like, she performed, minus like two, yes, because Single Ladies, of course, Halo, of course. What's the song, Crazy in Love, of course.
Right. I think her vocal performances are better on her solo songs for sure. Mm-hmm. But I think she just has a couple more hits with Destiny's Child, especially at that time. But you know,
that's, well, okay. I would say more bops.
Yeah, bops. Things you want to hear at the Super Bowl, which is why she brought them out. Because you can't Halo us to death.
Let's be honest with you.
You can't do that to us. So
since that came out, she done added more hits. So like that could, like, if she did the Coachella show at the Super Bowl, that probably would be number one.
And that's why I said at the time. Yes. At the time, she kind of needed Destiny's Child. So it was good that she brought them out. You know, I mean, the Queen, you know, she could suffice by herself. She could ballad us to death if she wants to, but she's smart. And brought out, you know, her sisters, Destiny's Child, and I mean, and they have been through so many versions of the group, and this is the final version of the group, so it was just like perfect timing for to have the three of them, Michelle, obviously Kelly, and Beyonce. Like, was that the best version of Destiny's Child, the three of them?
Of course, it's the most selling version. Not to say that the other versions are not, but that trio is the most selling trio, or one of the most selling trios of all time. So yes,
I can't wait for them to get the Vegas residency. They should do that.
Now I know we are talking about the Super Bowl, but that Lose My Breath intro from Coachella is probably one of the best, like, that's probably one of the best intros that Beyonce herself has ever done. I'm sorry, I'm gonna say it.
And watching the Super
Bowl, and also not to cut you off, they had a band as well, so that's probably what I'm just biased to it.
Yeah, and watching The Prince made me think of, you know, Coachella performance by Beyonce. I think he definitely had some influence on her. And then watching the Super Bowl performance of Beyonce definitely makes you think of the Coachella performance. That's one of the first things I thought of. So I would encourage anyone listening that's interested, just go watch all of them back, because you're going to see the Queen, you know, at her gambit. Watch the one with her and Bruno as well, because you know what takes her to the next level though is the dancing.
Yes. So, you know, yes,
plenty of people have got up there with the vocals, but she actually fills that up to a next level, I think, more than Prince did. Because I was thinking about having her below Prince, but then when I watched, you know, her performances vocally, and then she's dancing on top of that, and then giving you like a good 10-15 minutes of, you know, outstanding output. She's the second best performer of all time. You know, who's number one? We're gonna talk about it.
Yes,
she's one of the
got a lot of effects too. Like her, like she was supposed to be in the middle, and then the thing was supposed to expand it in her in front of the little wall when it's like two of her on each side. That's, she does a lot of creative stuff, so that also elevates her as well.
Right. I mean, and that's the female nature that makes her like the queen. You know what I'm saying? Like, she not only has supreme talent, but that creativity. She hits she hits you at a different level. I loved her project, the last project she put out on Disney Plus, and obviously Lemonade, all the movies and innovative things that she's done with her music videos. I just want more. So keep blessing us, Queen. Come back with Destiny's Child. We want to go to the tour, right? The reunion tour? Oh, let's do it.
I think it's gonna be a reunion residency in one place. I think it's gonna be no tour, but
I hope they come to Vegas.
It could be, but the last time that they toured while they were all kind of quote unquote stars, I watched videos from it, because it was like they would do their songs, then they'd go off, and then Kelly would come out and do her song with Nelly. When Nelly wasn't on tour, she'll do that song. Then Beyonce come out and do her songs, and then Michelle would just be like, hey, y'all. then they'll come back and be together to do the last couple songs together. But yeah,
you know, that was the time. Nelly's hoping, he can't wait for them to go on tour so he can come out and do his little bop, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I bet the crowd go crazy too.
When yeah, they go, he gonna make some money off that. Everybody gonna eat off that. So yeah, let's just talk it into existence. Speak it into existence.
Yeah, well, those are, you know, those were our 5 through 2s. So we're gonna go to commercial. Not go to commercial. We're gonna go to break, and then we'll be back. Honorable mentions and all that potential Super Bowl. We're gonna have all that. For the break, you know what? I'm gonna put on the Coachella. You know, lose my breath. Coachella. I don't care. I'm gonna put it on. That's what we listen to on the break.
Look, we supposed to be talking about the Super Bowl. You gonna play?
Hey, it sounds like a Super Bowl.
Yeah, you ain't lying. You ain't lying. Go ahead, throw it on. We'll be right back.
And we are back. We just listened to, you know, Lose My Breath at Coachella. Yes, we did. Anyways, so how you feeling about 5 through 2? How you think the fans will be feeling?
I'm glad that we, you know, you had the J-Lo pick. You know, you teetered off a little bit right there.
I mean, obviously, so it's one reason why I picked that. And I if it wasn't for that one song and something else, I probably would not even pick that. But hey, I'm sorry.
Shout out to Shakira. I mean, they both did that. We're doing the damn thing. But yeah, I think we all good. And I can't wait to talk about number one. I think it's pretty obvious by now. You know which way we're gonna lean. So do we talk about
honorables?
Let's do the honorable mentions.
Before honorables, we got some people sent in some stuff.
Oh, nice. I love that.
We got Max from Ready to Retro. He says,
what up, Max?
Janet and JT.
Okay, yeah.
And Beyonce's and their Destiny Child return made it that much better.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not obvious, but it is. It is. I mean, Destiny's Child, one of the best groups of all time, coming back together on the Super Bowl. How long were they separated? I mean, Beyonce was out for a couple years. She had those hits.
I would say 04.
I mean, yeah, so Halo was already out. So, you know.
If not, I would say 04. Because 04 is when Beyonce started to like just take off. She's like, already performing with Prince and stuff. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's when Dangerously in Love came out? Or was it? Yeah.
No, Crazy in Love came out in 03.
Okay. I remember. I love, yeah, I missed school for that one. Walked right out of class.
That was in White Chicks, too. I remember.
I got to go get the album. But who else we got?
Yeah, Jamar from 80s, 90s, and 2000s vibes.
What's up, Jamar?
He says Nelly, but now that I learned Nelly performed twice, I don't know which one.
Oh, yeah, Nelly.
Because I was like, Nelly performed at the Super Bowl? He was like, yeah. I'm like, okay. So, Nelly, I don't know which performance, but Nelly. I'm going to assume the one with Diddy.
All I know is Nelly would never make my list, but Not a Super Bowl performance, like, but yeah, maybe a different list. Yeah, different list for sure.
Irvin says, "Oh gosh, I don't know." Irvin said, "Big Boy."
Okay,
the Big Boy section was great, but the whole show was not great.
That was Travis Scott, Maroon 5 year, right?
Yes.
Yes, I mean, a shout out to Travis for making it up there before, you know, before, because he ain't gonna go up there. He ain't got a chance no more. So at least he got it in then. But, yeah, I mean, Big Boy, I didn't think it was too memorable. It was great to see him up there, but I wouldn't have him on any top for me. So sorry, Irvin. Yeah, I don't know about that.
And you know what he said? He said J Lo as well.
Okay. Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, it makes sense.
And Louis
B. I don't rock with J-Lo, man. As far as performance, she just
look. I don't either. I don't care. You already know it's one thing. All right, we all know that.
Yeah, yeah.
If it wasn't for the one thing, we would not care. Like I only care about one song, And I barely kept, I only care about the intro to that song, the little dance part. Other than that, I can care less.
All right, let's keep moving on. Keep moving.
I sound like a hater now. Okay. And then Louis B from What's in My Bag says Janet and JT. Okay. So, you know, obviously he liked the moment. So, okay. give me some of your honorables.
Honorables. You know, I did have Maroon 5 there as a, I like them. I don't know if I care for their Super Bowl performance, but that was the year that Kaepernick and all the drama, nobody wanted to do it. So it was, they kind of just put together a show at the last minute. I also had U2. That I think was in 2002 or something. They had a 9/11.
That was 02 at the 9/11.
Yeah, the 9/11 tribute was dope. Lady Gaga, I thought was dope. I have Bruno Mars because he couldn't make my list. And then the Motown. Got Motown was, I mean, there's obviously Smokey. I love Smokey Robinson. So anytime he's on the Super Bowl stage, I've seen Tina Turner been out there. I mean, some great artists have done it. Has James Brown done it? No, looking for James Brown.
He is not.
Did they start doing the Super Bowl? Halftime show.
You want to know or you want to wait?
I want to know.
You want to know or you want to wait until our number ones?
Oh, okay. We can start. Oh, okay. Yeah, we can wait. Okay. We can wait.
Anyway.
If you got an announcement. But yeah, those were pretty much my honorable mentions. U2, Lady Gaga, Maroon 5, and Motown. Okay, Bruno Mars being the main honorable mention.
My honorable mention is Motown because obviously the Temps, it's their only Super Bowl performance. Well, let me not get into that, but it's their only Super Bowl performance. You got Smokey too, which Smokey
was okay. Wait, you still want him to go up there?
Huh?
You still want the Temps to show up?
Oh, now, no. But I'm saying back then, even in the 80s, when they had like a prime, and then even in the early 90s, when they had a resurgence, they had the roster to do a Super Bowl show. I rest my case. But anyways, they had Smokey, then they had Boyz II Men, then they had Queen Latifah was okay, but Boyz II Men debuted their song on the Super Bowl, you know, Mama, you know, Mother's Day anthem, and of course they did a lip sync version of Motown Philip, which was okay, which was cool. Coldplay is actually my honorable mention. Coldplay, Bruno, and Beyonce, that's up there. Now this one is random. Only because of Usher and his what's the group? I don't even know the group name. The group, boom, 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 Black Eyed Peas.
Okay. Usher and Black Eyed Peas were together?
Yeah. I only cared about the Usher part.
Wait, Usher was the headliner?
No, they were. Black Eyed Peas were.
Oh, that's why they messed up, yeah.
Exactly. And Usher should definitely have one by him. Yes. Black Eyed Peas performed... Usher performed Oh My Gosh, because that song was like hot at the time. And he didn't even do it. Yeah. I don't even think he did. Yeah. So
he's going to do it. Him, he's going to do it. I think. Usher.
They was in Atlanta. That would have been the perfect place to do it in Atlanta. But hey, no, we have our number one, but you brought up a thing of potential people. So you want to go number one or you want to go there first?
I mean, we could start with Usher. We could start with Usher, should get one. My personal preference, I think Chris Brown should have his chance one day. Maybe
I don't think he will, because there's a lot of stuff coming out about him, and it's just something dropped today.
Yeah.
That came
really
out
today.
So.
Oh, I didn't hear about that yet. But I don't think he'll. That's why I said my personal preference.
Like it too. What I'm saying, like, and all the other stuff, people still don't like him for the other stuff. But then again, like, lately.
And I like
still keep coming out.
I like his new single "Iffy." Just the music. I ain't worried about all the personal drama. But should I go through all of them? Cause you know, got a couple
heavy
hitters.
We go back and forth. How many?
I got some heavy hitters. You know, what I'm saying Ariana Grande. You know, she gonna have to maybe not her own show.
I don't think. Yeah, she's not gonna have her own, but she would do good.
But
yeah.
She could do two. You know, maybe two songs. I would. You know, would say would be nice. I mean, Rihanna would kill up there. I mean, obviously Drake, I think should be a prime candidate coming up.
His is gonna be like memeable though. He's gonna do like a lot of meme stuff.
he'll do a lot, you know, he'll do a lot better than The Weeknd did. He's on my low likes. But and then Kanye, I mean, Kanye, Ye would rip it up. We already know Kanye.
He would, but he gonna
fly
think...
into the stadium on a spaceship during the performance.
He would rip it up. But I don't think that they would. I don't think they would. I don't know. Like that, the company as a whole
going to float in there.
They probably won't.
I would like give it. Everybody $1,000. He's just gonna make it rain money.
He will not do that. He will not give everybody $1,000. But okay.
He gonna make it rain. But
now I would like to see that though. But you know, like, I don't think that they're gonna be iffy about that. So I don't know if that per se would happen. But I would like for that to happen.
I would see Kanye with a little Chris Brown, like to start something like that. That would be
That's a PR nightmare for NFL.
Yeah, you know, that's what I like, I guess. And then another person that I would just want to see, like maybe not star, but come in as a feature would be my guy Pharrell. Pharrell would do some damage. Maybe Pharrell and Friends.
Let's be honest. It's Pharrell might be in there this year with Snoop. Drop it like it's hot. So. Yeah.
And that's what I want to see. If he could just do Beautiful, Drop It Like It's Hot, hear a couple hooks, I think that would be dope. So shout out to Pharrell, man. One of my favorite artists. Yeah. NERD, one of my favorites. As you guys know.
I have where do I start? Okay, you know, I got Usher. You know, I would really love to hear I would love to hear called up, you know, I would love to hear all the hits of his Vegas, bring his Vegas show to the Super Bowl. I got Outkast. You know, Big Boy, Andre 3000.
Yeah, that would be
Sleepy Brown. If Sleepy Brown ain't there, like you have, even though he's not in Outkast, you have to bring him there. Maybe the Dungeon Family as a whole, maybe even, but
Outkast and Friends, you know.
Yeah.
They have a lot
Outkast, definitely. There's no reason why we should not hear the main hits of Outkast on the.
Well, I thought they were gonna do it when it was in Atlanta. Who did they get for that year? You know. Was that the Maroon 5 year?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they
messed. That's why Big Boy came out.
Yeah, I take it off the honorable mention list just because.
But I got Ciara too, because Ciara on 06, she had, you know, Ciara and Missy doing the.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, I miss Missy. I would she's been out there with she came out with Katy Perry.
To do one song. I'm talking about Ciara and Missy, like all the songs that they did together, plus like two other hits of Ciara and then two other hits of we give y'all ideas here, NFL.
She was out there that year too? Or she's been out there? No, she hasn't been out there at all yet.
I'm saying, but like if they do all the songs they did together and then they did like what, three or four together that were hits. And then you take two of Ciara's other hits and then two of Missy's other hits, like In the Rain, and then combine them for a show. Come on, people. Okay. I got a few more here. I know you're probably not a fan of this group, but New Kids on the Block. I'll be honest with you. I'm not a fan, but I've been to one of their shows. I've seen them in concert. It would be a good show. Even if you're not a fan of them, it's like a good show, which is what you want at the Super Bowl. Right. So I would say New Kids minus Nick or whatever his name is. He, you know, it's always a group where that person is just there just to get paid. Nick is that person. He don't care nothing about singing.
I can see them as a feature. It would make sense. Why not?
Even though this group is old, this group would not headline, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, I just think it's a shame. I think it's a shame that Earth, Wind & Fire has never performed at the Super Bowl. It is a shame.
That is a shame.
I know that if they do it now, obviously they're going to have to guess. But it's a shame that in their prime, or not even in the 90s when they had a resurgence, that nothing.
Best catalog that could be played at the Super Bowl.
Yes. They performed at a Super Bowl pre-show. That's okay. It. They're going to wait till the Temps. The Temps performed in 98. Let me tell y'all, the Temps started in 64. So from 64 all the way until 98, that's how long they waited. But
Well, anyway. I mean, are we going to say when it started? Because you say you have the history. When did the Super Bowl start? Super Bowl halftime performance start?
Oh, they started. You know, they started when it started the game, obviously, but they didn't, you know, they didn't ramp up. They didn't, like, go all out until 90.
Were they always televised?
Yeah. They were always televised. They didn't, like, pretty much they didn't want to, like, do – they didn't want to bring Big X until this year of 1993, and then just skipped maybe 1 or 2 years. And then 96 is when they kind of started. Again, 96 was Diana Ross. So from Diana Ross to now, they said we got to keep getting bigger, bigger guests because they don't get paid. So
yeah, I know that. Yeah.
This is my last one. And I really want to see these people, these six guys. I want to see New Edition. You mean to me we have not heard Poison at the Super Bowl? Oh, hold on. I'm getting too excited. I'm hitting my mic. You mean tell me we haven't seen Poison at the Super Bowl? We haven't seen My Prerogative. We haven't seen all these songs that all six of them have done together. There's a lot of songs. Bobby Brown
would be amazing at the Super
Bowl. There's a lot of that they can do at
a Super Bowl. Somebody gonna make it happen. Somebody gonna make it happen.
They should have did it in 2017 when they had a movie come out. But hey, you know. I just want to know what. Even as guests, we haven't heard Poison at one of the it's like one of the most 20, it's in 20 top 25 of best songs of all time by plenty of list. Record Rise is one of the best selling songs ever, like top 100. And we haven't heard that at the Super Bowl. Okay, sure. Anyways, we got all that out the way to say, what's your number one?
Oh, my number one. Let me think about it here. You know. It just had to be when, you know, these boys won the Super Bowl, you know what I'm saying? You know, just to throw that out there. You know, one of the reasons why I had to throw on a sweater, because our connection to my guy at number one, the number one artist of all time, Heal the World, Make It a Better Place. MJ, I mean, what else can you say? The what things that he did. I mean, this is what he did. He came out there and was just like.
Big part of his show.
He stood out there to everyone. I thought they was just going to get silent. They did kind of get quiet, but they was yelling for at least. It was a good minute that he just stayed silent right there.
You know, I'm surprised he, because he does that at his concerts. I'm surprised that, you know, you don't. You got a limited time for the Super Bowl. Yeah, like, you don't get time to be just sitting there.
The only person that could sit there for 45 seconds, not say a word, and just stare at everybody. And
then turn to the other side. Crazy. The glasses on.
You know how much time, you know how much each second costs of the Super Bowl? Yeah, what is it, 20,000 a second?
Yeah, you got to like 50,000
a second.
On the roll. Yeah.
But, and that crowd, the crowd participation in general, like, because obviously the crowd is roaring when he's just sitting there silent, and then they're part of the Heal the World chant when they're all turning over the children, they're all holding up the signs and swaying back and forth, and I mean that is what really solidifies this to me as number one. And then we'll get to the track list, because he had, you know, obviously one of the best catalogs of all time, but he starts off with Jam. Which I love. I mean, what year was this? In 93. And so Jam came out, what, 92, 93, right then?
Mm-hmm,
that was his his Jam, right then. So
I always said that Jam was like his like sports song.
Right.
Because I bet if he would have played at a basketball halftime,
I'd say this been, it really sounds a lot more basketball. Yes.
Well, I mean, it's a Michael Jordan song, so you know. But
I would say that is probably, if I had to criticize anything, I know obviously that was his song right then, so it's the hit and it's a sports song. That would be the only thing, is just take out Jam and just give us something else.
I would take out Jam and do a dance break, but I'm not gonna lie to you, Jam, that dance break in Jam is one of my favorite that he does.
Yeah.
So I like that he kept it in. I don't know if he even did that here. I can't remember, but like on tour, they got like a full, like he paused, you know, look to left, look up, look to the right, take the glasses off, do like some dance, and and then go back into the song. It's just, yeah, jam. Song might be, you know, how you feel about it.
But it's great to perform. Yeah, I'm not really criticizing him. But if I had to have a criticism, that would be my only thing. But he only did like 20, 30 seconds, and he goes right into Billie Jean.
Moving through these songs.
Yeah, he go right into Billie Jean, and he only did a certain portion of that. But just to me, that's the real opener. Everyone just went nuts because, you know, Jam was a little intro. But when that Billie Jean dropped, that's when the show starts. And I mean, it might be his best song. I mean, everyone has their favorites from Mike, but Billie Jean is definitely, it's just iconic when you first hear the beat.
And of course, the moonwalk on the stage. Yep. Question though.
And this is, go ahead, because I almost forgot. This is peak Mike now we talking about. This is white t-shirt Mike, my favorite Mike. But go ahead.
Question though, how do you feel like, do you feel this could have been a Jackson show? Like, do you feel like the Jackson 5 should have been on the show?
Do you think he should have done what Beyonce did and brought back the group, right? That would have just took it to the next level.
At least they medley. Their medley is like a minute and a half.
I think so. I think it's a miss. And I think it's a little bit of a dig probably on his brothers or family. It has to be, because he owes so much to them. Obviously being his wingman for years, he's always been the leader of the group, but you know, his brothers, that's family right there. So if it was me, there's nothing that could have stopped me from having my five of them up there, five brothers, six in total. I would have made sure that we all hit it at least for that minute, at least one song. You know, give me some dance. Give me some dancing. You just hit me, Dancing Machine. Start off with that. He could have took out Jam and did Dancing Machine.
I'm pretty sure he could have did a whole, like, I Want You Back and The Love You Save, and that would have been it. Just do the two hits and get him out of there.
I think it's definitely a miss. Obviously, you think the same.
I think the same, because it's like, I don't hate the whole ballad, the whole song. But I'll be honest with you, I don't care nothing about them. I don't want to say I don't care nothing about them kids, but I don't, I would have took that whole part out. Heal the World, whatever, man. I would have took that whole part out and put in the Jackson's medley. I would have said,
you're not a little Nas X, because you them kids. What do you say?
No. But I'm saying, just imagine if, instead of Heal the World, he would have said, kids. I love all these songs, but you know, I gotta take it back to where it all started, and then like they come from the ground or something.
You're right.
And then he said, you know, I'm gonna do it the way we did it in 1969, Ed Sullivan Show. Then they do the that would have been, I don't even matter. I'm just saying,
So yeah, shout out to Mike then, man. But yeah, so he goes into Black or White, and so you saying you don't like the We Are the World, and then he goes into Heal the World. He does both.
Yeah, that's too many. We Are. There's too many world songs. Nah, bro.
We are the world.
It's like he was in the stands. He was in there singing.
And then he goes to Heal the World.
Yeah. Not that I don't. I like the songs, but I'm like, I want to see you dance, and I want to see you try to bring people together. No offense.
That's what transcends. That's why Mike transcends, man. He takes those opportunities to really make those statements about how he feels about the world. And that's why, you know, he touched so many hearts. And then he was in the crowd. Crowd.
I'm just
kissing
saying,
babies, like, maybe he kissed a little white girl.
Just imagine if he would have spent two more minutes from take out We Are the World and put in another
one of those,
just take out one of those.
Took out one of the worlds, look.
And then put in whatever you wanted. He could have did a Thriller breakdown, or he could have did a whatever dance. I don't know.
And those are both Mike songs too, right?
Yeah.
We Are the World and Heal the World.
Okay. Yes.
Because I'm like, We Are the World. So those songs are just feel like part of culture. I thought those maybe he like remade We Are the World or
something. No, he wrote it and then invited whoever's big at the time.
He invited the world to come sing it with him.
But, yes, and then Heal the World, I think, came out like a decade later. Yeah, so 93, yeah, like a decade later. Yeah.
You're right, though. Smooth Criminal could have been thrown in there. There's definitely a couple things that could have.
Or The Way You Make Me Feel, or whatever, you know.
I mean, so. Yeah, or some of his older hits as well. He didn't do, I mean, Thriller.
You know how I feel about Thriller. He doesn't have to do Thriller, but that dance move is the, you know, everybody knows that.
He could have did a little medley, like you said, just to kind of get some of those out the way, because that would have just took it to the next level. But I like where he went with the performer. I love the We Are the World and Heal the World. I ain't gonna lie.
Just like Beyonce performing Halo for 5 minutes.
Right. Sometimes you gotta just let him know this is.
I don't have nothing wrong with ballads, but it's like when you ended on the ballad that you've been singing for already for 5 minutes, it's like, all right, I'm gonna spend in another song and then you just end it. All right, come on, man.
Oh,
man.
That's
funny. Anyway, yeah, so that was it.
That is the end. Was Heal the World?
Yes.
And some fire. He had the fireworks, right? Everybody holding up the signs.
And they pan. Yeah, that was cool. Fan participation. That was cool.
I mean, this sound you sound like it ain't number one though.
It's number one. But like,
and he's the only one to perform. No one else to hit that stage with him. Mm-hmm. The guitarist, was that a notable feature?
No, that's his guitarist.
It's just his guitarist, yeah.
Jennifer something.
Yeah. No matter what, yeah, Mike, I mean, he's just the best performer of all time. I think Beyonce, do you think Beyonce is the second best ever performer?
Yes, she's the second best. And people think that she surpasses him because of her technology she has. It can make a show, but I'm like, let this man
her live singing ability, she's a stronger vocalist too.
Yeah, because after a while he said, look, why am I singing all these shows? Just put the back track on, I'm just dance.
She's a stronger vocalist. Like the way that some of the things, if you listen, she hit a low note in Halo. I was like, what is she doing here? She is showing off, really. She really showed off. And you know, that's gonna be the difference between her and to take a dig of someone like Mariah Carey. To all the people that be battling me and debating me about Mariah, love Mariah, but she could never do what Beyonce does live. So, you know,
that is true.
Beyonce, this is where she takes it to the next level and why she's the second best to ever do it.
And I always said if Mike, even if he was like still alive and he was retired and he seen, like, he went to a Beyonce show or something, he seen all this technology she did on, he'd be like, oh, let me get out of retirement right now and do a show. He would have been like 65 years old and be like, oh no, I gotta
talk. He'd be hologramming himself, battling his old self. Like, look, he'd throw the Michael Jackson to Motown 25 mic.
He'll throw the mic to him and then the mic would catch it and dance and do something. Yeah, he'll think of something. He would think of something.
Travis Scott had it popping. Look, Mike MJ had it popping. Look. Too much. That was it, man. We got through the top five. We agreed on number one and two. A little bit dissenting throughout the rest, but everything kind of came together in the honorable mentions. I think we're on the right track, and I just can't wait to see what's going down this year in LA. You never know. I might be out there tailgating or something. Man, you can find me at Leeboy TV, LEEBOYTV.com. Also at Leeboy TV on all socials. And you can also find me crying about my Cowboys missing the Super Bowl again. But yeah, it is what it is. Super Bowl.
You can find me. Oh, what'd you say?
Nothing.
You can find me watching the 49ers, maybe potentially lose. I don't know. Other than that, you can.
They already beat up on us, so.
KVNG Prime Time. Prime Nostalgia Pod, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 5s. We just came out with a new video that I did. That's it. We're going to get more interactive, by the way, but, you know, it's still a work in progress. You got to work with us here. Anyways, so keep liking, subscribing, showing support. If you're listening, leave us a review. Give us the X right amount of stars. And anything else you want to say other than the outro?
Nah, man, all I got to say is prime time
all is all the time.
Prime time, baby.
nostalgia.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prime Nostalgia, the podcast dedicated to entertainment from childhood. That's 80s, 90s, the latest 2000s. Cause Prime know it all, and Lee Boy be wild. And he's from all that, dropping gems for you to find. So that's orange, the light is line. Prime time is all the time. We talking about the classics, and there's so many. That's Lee Boy TV and Prime. Out.